The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners on today's show. If you'd like to find out more about them, go to their website, www.cfpohio.com. But the all-important phone number that we'll repeat several times during today's show, because it is so essential in order to get things started for you and your financial planning, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information. And wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, you can come in and you can have a conversation about your situation. They are your creative financial partners, financial consultants. And again, that number is 800-373-9715. Rob and Steve, always good to be with you.
You too, Ron.
Our segment of the show now is called Late Bloomers. Remember when you were in high school and you thought maybe, you know, some people weren't cool, but then you saw them years later and they were like some of the coolest people around? I guess you would classify them as late bloomers. This is kind of late bloomers in, of a different type. Some people are getting close to retirement and they're afraid that they don't have as much money saved as they should at this stage of life. So let's discuss some of the things that these folks need to consider. First of all, catch-up contributions exist for a reason, right?
That is one of the things that's plugged into the tax code, and a lot of times it's forgotten and overlooked because, you know, you're typically playing by everyone else's rules the whole time you're working and saving and putting money away. But, you know, once you turn 50, you can put extra money into both your IRA and your 401k, and those can be significant amounts, and even Roth IRAs have catch-up provisions to them. So, you know, once you turn 50, you can put some more money into those. I think the number's around $1,000 a year for IRAs. And for 401ks, you can dash away up to an additional $6,000 over the normal limit. So that is one of the things that we look for when we are doing our money map planning process, is how much you're putting away into those tax-deferred accounts, because those are very important. Those are very good ways to save before retirement. And we always evaluate how much you're putting in, and is that enough? Do we need to dial that up or dial it down? But in the case of late bloomers, there's some ways to dial those contributions up higher than they even are now.
Steve, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, and age 50 is a perfect time, too. You know, most people, you know, you kind of do what you can when you're in your 30s and 40s, but the truth is that's the most expensive time of your life because your kids are still at home, maybe starting to go to college. It gets to be a lot more expensive. But once you get to early 50s, that's when you start looking at you and your wife and you say, okay, it's time for us now. It's time for us to start doing our retirement planning. So that's when you can really start pumping up your contributions and really start laying a roadmap to your retirement.
All right. We're talking about late bloomers on today's show. And another thing, and I think I can say this with 100% certainty, is for those folks who are maybe think they got started a little late and they're, you know, they've got a short period of time where they want to save for their retirement, increased risk is certainly not necessarily the answer to your problems.
That's absolutely correct. It is not the answer. I've used this example a few times on the show here, but in 2008, I had a few people that I knew who had friends who worked for General Motors, and their 401ks consisted of all General Motors stock right before the market crash. And that would be an example of a very risky portfolio. And we all know what happened to General Motors back 2008, 2009. So essentially their retirement plans were gone because there was so much volatility involved in their portfolios. So you have to really work with your advisor and really make sure that you're allocated correctly as you go into your retirement plan. We really like to start the process, you know, 5, even 10 years before you're actually going to retire, so we can start peeling back some of the aggressiveness in your portfolio early, and we don't have to jump off a bridge all at once.
Well, another thing that may give you some answers if you're a late bloomer is thinking about your housing situation. You may find that you're in much better situation than you thought if you just kind of readjust and kind of assess where you are.
You know, the housing thing is a big part of folks' assets. It's also a big part of folks' expenses. And when you're moving into retirement, you know, there's a couple of ways to do things. You can either, you know, save more money and generate more income in retirement, or you can decrease expenses in retirement, or a combination of those two things. So, you know, the housing thing is very interesting, especially in the last couple years. as, you know, the housing market has rebound, folks generally have more equity in their house now than they have, you know, maybe ever before. And the housing market's not that bad. So that's potentially a good time to be start looking at your housing situation as an asset as well as an expense and say, gosh, where does this fit into my plan? Can I downsize? Do I want to downsize? You know, a lot of folks that we have in here have had the house and they've had the big house because they've had the kids and they wanted to be in a certain school district or neighborhood. And boy, after the kids are gone and they start thinking about how much these houses, you know, are costing them and how much work they are, we have a lot of folks that actually want to downsize. So it's an important consideration, and one thing we always like to tie into the mix as far as, you know, how much are you going to be spending in retirement and how much you really want to devote to your house and how much do you want to devote to traveling or grandkids or other things like that.
Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, come into Perrysburg and have a conversation with Rob and Steve and the folks at Creative Financial Partners, because they can certainly help you. They are your financial consultants, and you hear every week here on the Financial Symphony. The number to call is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. It's that simple. Toll free call from wherever you are. 800-373-9715. Don't be afraid of a twilight career. In other words, you may retire from your full-time, incredibly stressful job, but you may have an opportunity to do something else that you really enjoy that you don't have to take home with you. In other words, it's not nearly as stressful.
Yeah, one thing that we really like to encourage here is when you retire, I think the way that the industry portrays it nowadays, it's the end of the road. It's the end of your life. You're done. What are you going to do now? You know, in most cases, people aren't going to sit around and watch The Price is Right. You're going to get all what retirement is nowadays is you stop working a job that you have for a long time and stop getting paid like you were for a long time. There's lots of other opportunities, whether it's volunteering, hobbies, or other careers, like you mentioned. We have quite a few clients who traveled and ended up moving down south, and they're now a ranger at a golf course in Florida. Or I think once you get into retirement, you just kind of figure your path out, and you don't have to have it all set in stone. But as you go through life, the next steps often appear out of nowhere.
And one final thing that I wanted to mention, too, about late bloomers is the most important thing of all, in my estimation, and why folks need to come in and meet with you as soon as possible. Have a professional put together an actual income plan for you. You have to have those income streams coming in during your permanent unemployment, which is retirement.
Yeah, you know, the income component is the biggest thing. It's also the thing that gives folks the most worry because, you know, if the you're not working anymore, you may have Social Security, you may have some investments, you may, if you're lucky, have a pension, but the whole income component is really not as comfortable as it used to be, and there are ways to guarantee income, and there are ways to plan for income, you know, even without putting some guarantees on things. However, you need to have that discussion, you need to have that plan, and you need to do it now before it's too late and you're retired and you've got all this stuff everywhere and you don't know where your next paycheck's going to come from because you haven't given it thought. So a mindful approach, a professional approach is the best way to go about retirement income planning. And really, income is kind of where everything else hinges on in retirement. So you want to make sure to do it right. And if you do it right, you only have to do it once.
That's a good thought, Rob. And anything to add to that, Steve?
Yeah, we like to really start, again, as Rob said, the people's biggest worries is my paychecks aren't coming in anymore. Where is my money going to come from? And you've accumulated this big pot of money and you've done what you're supposed to as far as retirement savings, but that's where we come in. That's our job to help you figure out an income plan. And that doesn't have to wait until you retire. With a lot of my clients, I start working on that early, 5-10 years out. We can start putting some things in place before you retire. So when you do actually get to that date, all we have to do is flip a switch and everything's all set.
Well, you know, we give out that phone number a whole bunch of times every show here, and I'm going to give it out in just a moment again. But for the folks who are listening out there and feel motivated to go ahead and call and set up an appointment and come in and talk with you face-to-face in a real fact-finding mission, what do you have to offer those people?
Yeah, Ron, what we have to offer here is pretty simple, and I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, if you're motivated, the time to pick up the phone and call is now. now, because as you know, your life gets in the way and eventually you're less motivated to do things than you are right now. So pick up the phone now, call the number. We promise it'll be a real painless thing. We'll schedule you for an appointment. There's no charge for the initial consultation, and you'll come to our office or we'll meet you for coffee and we'll just have a discussion. And there's no cost, there's no obligation. And like you said, it's a fact-finding mission. It's a time for us to talk, to get to know each other a little more, to learn a little bit more about what your situation is and kind of what you want for your future and for your family. And that'll give us some information to come back and put some ideas together and start our planning process. If we're not a good fit, that's fine too. At least you've taken the time and we have a new friend and we probably give you some good ideas and you can take it back and work on those either by yourself or with your own advisor. There's no obligation to work with us, and we just love the opportunity to sit down for a few minutes, have a conversation, and then determine what the best way is for us to help you and for you to work with us.
There you go. You may become a client, then again, you may not, and that's cool too. 800-373-9715. No pressure, no cost, no obligation. 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, come in and have a conversation with Creative Financial Partners. Again, 800-373-9715 is your number to call right now. We're talking with Creative Financial Partners, Rob Davis and Steve Decker on today's show. And call that number, come on in and have a conversation. Again, 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz. There's more on the way.
It's time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. Glad you're with us on the show today. We have some great music to talk about today. And Mark, first of all, let's explore the song Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, yes. That's a classic.
Yeah, it really
is. It has a great story behind it, too.
It really does. And I'm going to read some of the lyrics here on the Financial Symphony, and then you can tie it all together. But here's some of the lyrics. And I know you will know this. As a matter of fact, you might even want to sing along with me, Mark. My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. It turns out that he did turn out exactly like his dad, which is kind of a heartbreaking situation.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of us out here listening right now can relate to that.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Think about all the stress we have at work, mm-hmm. you know, and our company sends us away. And sometimes we're not there for the children, especially if you're a traveling type. And that's what the lyrics of that song was. You know, he was traveling for his, you know, livelihood. It's a tough story, you know, but it is one that's very relatable to maybe a lot of our listeners out there.
Well, you know, a lot of parenting mistakes in that song, but we all often see people make those same mistakes out there in the financial world. Where do you see people making these mistakes in their financial life? First of all, procrastination is one, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, in a case like that, you know, the father of in that song, you know, procrastinated, you know, spending time with his kid when it was needed to be done. And when the dad became a retiree and the son became the worker, he didn't have time for his dad. So procrastination, we always want to put things off. You know, sometimes we don't think about our retirement plan or we don't really focus on it. And that's saving for our financial future, because as we've said many, many times on the show, we can't rely on the companies out here anymore to provide us with pension checks. We have to save our own money, whether it be through a 401k or just investments in general. And sometimes it's procrastination because it may be that it's too overwhelming. I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know if I don't know whether to be in the market, be out of the market. I don't know how much to be in the market. And when it's all said and done, we just put our heads in the sand sometimes, and that is a huge mistake.
That's sort of like what you've talked about before, paralysis by analysis. You don't know quite what to do. And of course, when you procrastinate, that leads to missed opportunities.
Sometimes we're just not wired to be in the market and do what we need to do in the market. So when the market takes dips, instead of being stressed and worried about it, the smart investors buy. And if, you know, that's an opportunity to get things on sale. Think about it. The day after Thanksgiving, you know, Black Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the retailers out here want you to buy stuff. You know, come on out the day after. Well, it's the same thing in the market. You have to buy when it's on sale. And sometimes we're just not wired to do that. You know, we might be sitting out there right now, missed opportunities like old 401k sitting there that should be invested right now. You might still have it in your old 401k loaded with a ton of fees, and you could have done something with that and moved it over to an IRA and have the investment universe to pick from. I can't tell you, Ron, how many folks have come in here and just because of procrastination and missed opportunities, an old 401k sitting out there that could have been growing.
We're talking about Cats in the Cradle today, the famous Harry Chapin song, which we can all learn from. Procrastination, missed opportunities. Third thing is lack of communication. It just doesn't exist in a case like this.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, let me ask you a question. Are you out there right now and you're saying, you know, I haven't heard from my broker. I don't know what's going on. I really should be hearing from him at this point. You know, if you've got a lack of communication going on and you don't really know what's going on, it's time to learn. An easy way to learn is to take advantage of opportunities that are out there, and we offer them to you every week here on the program, where you can come in for a complimentary analysis. Never hurts. It doesn't hurt to get a second opinion. You know, one that's going to be independent and just look at it and say, okay, here are the facts. Sergeant Friday,
Just the facts.
And that's what you get when you come in for one of the complimentary analysis that we do for you.
And one thing I really want to hear your opinion on this, Mark, and this connects so closely to the song, Teaching Bad Habits to Your Kids. That's another result of procrastinating and sort of a parenting mistake in more ways than one.
What if your children, okay, I'm not trying to offend anybody, what if they see you running up a ton of debt? What do you think they're going to do? Run up a ton of debt. What if they see you stock picking and, you know, you have some winners, but you got a lot of losers out there? They may think that's the way you invest in the market, by picking stocks. Matter of fact, in your schools today, they're teaching stock picking classes. And you get one stock, and we see at the end of the semester how your stock did. Well, that's not the real true stock market. You know, if you want to invest in equities, you know, what do we say all the time on the show? You got to be diversified, diversified, diversified. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Hey, all these that we're talking about, all these mistakes, all these, you know, the issues, procrastination, missing opportunities, lack of communication. Like I said earlier, it all can be fixed with just one phone call. And if you give us a call here at the Financial Symphony, we'll be more than happy to sit down and give you a complimentary analysis to show you exactly where you are. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Don't you want to see sharp and not be flat in retirement? This is the Financial Symphony.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. Rod Stutz here, along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. Glad you tuned into the show today, because these guys have a lot of ideas to pass along to you. But all of the advice you hear on the radio can only be of a generic nature without knowing more about you and your situation. That's why it's so necessary for you to go ahead and make the phone call, set an appointment, and come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number. Leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you. And before long, you can be coming in and sitting down, having a nice, comfortable chat at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715 is the number to use to make that happen. Let's talk about 401k mistakes. Of course, on this show, we talk about 401ks a lot. Saving in your 401k can be an easy and painless way to build your retirement savings, but it can also be easy to ignore for a long periods of time, which often leads to big mistakes. A lot of people, for example, leave money that's invested in a former employer's 401k plan, and they leave it there instead of rolling it over to an IRA, and then in a lot of cases, they just forget about it, right?
You know, that's one of the biggest problems, and, you know, with leaving money in an old employer's 401k, it's kind of an out-of-sight, out-of-mind thing. It's not uncommon for people to have two or three of these things kind of laying around from, you know, past jobs or spouse's part-time jobs, and you just don't, you know, if you're not paying attention to them and you don't have someone looking after those assets, it could potentially be an issue, and that's one of the things you have to think about when you decide if you're going to roll the 401k out into an IRA. I've been doing this a long time, and I've never had a client say, hey, my old boss from 10 years ago just called me and wanted to make sure my investments in my 401k were really up to date and ready to go.
Yeah, right.
You know, they typically don't do that, and you're not going to get oversight from your old employer or, you know, that sort of thing. So that's a good thing to do, just to roll that over so you have professional management and you have somebody keeping an eye on that and making sure it's right for you.
Yeah, in a lot of cases with 401ks too, you have very limited investment options inside of there as well, where if you go back 10 years ago, you may have had 15 or 20 different choices. But nowadays, a lot of the plans that I've seen recently, you know, there's maybe 10 investment options in there. And those, the funds that are inside of there are often big institutional funds with big flows going in and out of those, so they're managed a little bit differently. The other reason that we always recommend looking at an IRA is inside with your 401k, they, even though it's your money, they technically have control over who manages it. You know, they could decide they want Bob's Mutual Funds managing their platform, and, you know, maybe there's one choice in there. Now, that's a dramatic example, but to my point, they have the ability to switch around what's going on with your money, where if we were with your IRA, we literally have thousands of choices of different things that we can do, and we're the ones, you and I, client, advisor, together, we make the decisions on what goes on with your money.
Well, it's so easy to make mistakes when it comes to 401ks, and so many people do. Another way is failing to rebalance from time to time, even if there's no former employer involved. You just kind of need to stop and reassess every now and then to make sure you're optimizing all your opportunities.
This is a huge mistake that we see often, where someone has had their same large cap fund for however many years, and maybe they're getting close to retirement. And this goes back to the conversation from earlier as well, where if you're getting ready to retire, you may not want all of your money in stock. You may want to choose some of the safer or traditionally safer options inside of your 401k with maybe some bond portfolios or maybe some cash accounts, just to even things out a little bit and to make sure you're allocated correctly going into retirement. Another good habit to get into is a lot of times in 401ks, they roll out new investment options during their open enrollment periods, and people sometimes their money gets switched automatically from fund A to B, and they don't know what's going on with that. So that's why it's always important to contact your advisor. Say, hey, we're in open enrollment. These switches are going on. Are these okay? And then you can have a discussion based on your plan if those are the right moves going forward.
Yeah, I would agree with Steve on that. That's one of the biggest things about the 401ks that you don't have control over are the investment options. And And like Steve said, you know, you've got a plan administrator or an employer on some level involved in making those decisions, and they can make sweeping changes. They could move the plan from, as an example, from Fidelity funds to T. Rowe Price funds, and they could change your favorite fund in there, and they could change it to a new fund, and it moves over automatically. And if you're not reading every single piece of mail that you get, and most people aren't, you know, you might not even know that happened, and you certainly don't have control over it. So control is a big thing, and professional management and oversight is a big thing, no matter where your money is, including inside of a 401k.
Thanks, Rob Davis. Rob and Steve Decker are your financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners. And if you've been listening to this show for a long time on a regular basis, you know what this show is all about. It's about helping people get ready for their retirement, helping people, especially those in the red zone, the years leading up to your retirement. And the number to call to make an appointment and come in and rebalance or reassess. Find out where you are. Find out where you want to go and how you're going to get there. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. These guys have been doing this for a very long time, helping a lot of individuals and a lot of families here in Northwestern Ohio, and they can certainly help you as well. And that initial visit is certainly not going to cost you a penny. There's no obligation at all. Not going to have any pressure. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make it happen. We're talking about 401k mistakes, and people make them all the time. Another thing that people do on a regular basis, and I'm sure you guys have worked with this a lot, sticking all of their money in a target date fund and assuming that their account is now customized.
Yeah, you know, these target date funds have been around for a little while, not a real long time. You know, the target date funds, you know, in my opinion, weren't developed so the plan participants can have a good customized investment allocation at all. In fact, I think they were developed so that plan sponsors, you know, don't get sued as easily from employees. And so these target date funds can be, you know, appropriate for some people, but, you know, they're not appropriate for everyone, and they're certainly not customized for everyone, because when you get potentially thrown into one of these target date funds, the only thing they're really looking at is your age. And if they're assuming your retirement age is 65 and you're 55, they're going to naturally put you into, you know, that fund. If you don't plan on retiring until you're 75, it's going to be way off. And so, you know, the target date funds are something that are coming up, and we see them in almost every single 401k plan now. In many plans, they're the default fund. So if you don't make a selection and you don't make your own choices, you'll automatically get kicked into one of those. And it could be right for you, it could not be right for you, but it's certainly not customized by any means. So don't think that since you're in a target date fund, anyone's done any background work on you to make sure you're in the right investments.
That's why you have us too. You know, we're the answer to help you out with, to go over the allocation and what options you have available inside of your 401k. The target date fund is the easy answer. And when you don't have a planner and you choose to do things on your own, if the easy way is the way you want to go, then maybe a target date fund is for you. But the way that we like to look at it is we can allocate, we can look at the entire picture, not just your 401k, and help you choose the right funds inside of that plan that are right for you. We don't use the easy answer here.
You know, I can't even remember how many times we've talked about hidden fees on this program. I mean, that comes up in conversation a lot, and I'm certain that it comes up a lot when you meet with particularly a new client. Assuming that your fees and costs are minimal, since you never actually see them on your statement, that's something that a lot of people do, and I'm sure you see that on that initial visit lots of times when folks come in.
Yes, we sure do. And going back to the previous question there, when we were talking about target date funds, target date funds traditionally, or at least the one that I've seen recently, those are a little bit more expensive than some of your other funds inside of there, because there's an extra layer of management. So there's one sneaky cost that they put on there. Those target date funds tend to be a little bit more expensive. But another one that I love seeing is, I can't remember which one of the bigger brokerage houses it is, we'll keep their name off of there, but they love, if you want to get an advisor on there, you get what an advisory fee on your 401k. And I just had a friend of mine that I looked at his. He didn't know that he had an advisor on his plan. He just checked a box accidentally, and they charged him, you know, 0.5% a year. And he'd never met the person. He'd never talked to the person. It's just another computer. So really look at your 401k statements. And if you have questions, ask your plan administrator. One of the things that we're a huge fan of here is know what you have, know what it costs. You have to be transparent. When you look at a lot of the statements, whether it's your 401k or your brokerage account statements, the fees are so hidden in there that it's impossible to see. But they're there somewhere. There's no free lunch. And you really got to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, you know, the big overriding factor that we like to tell people is, you know, the 401k is a big benefit for you, and it's a big benefit that your employer is providing this. It's even a bigger benefit when you're getting the match money, you know, when you're getting the free money because you're putting in, and so your employer is matching all or a part of it. But, you know, after that relationship, that employment ends, they're not putting any more money into your account, and neither are you. And it's really up to you. It's your personal responsibility to make sure those dollars are invested, you know, appropriately for you and within your risk tolerance, and to really know what those things are doing and what they're costing you. So 401ks are great. We love them. We would encourage you to likely contribute to yours, but after you're no longer employed, we really need to take a look at that and make sure that's the right thing for you. And that's all part of our process. And by giving us a call, we can start those steps to walk through those questions and see if that's potentially a good idea for you.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. I would simply offer that the way to avoid making those 401k mistakes is to have a professional put together a plan for you. And that's exactly what Rob Davis and Steve Decker can do for you at Creative Financial Partners. Again, that number is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. This is Ron Stutz along with Rob and Steve on today's show, Creative Financial Partners. And we'll have more of the Financial Symphony after this quick timeout.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we have a segment of the show that we call Getting to Know You, and we know that you want to get to know these guys as much as possible. On today's show, Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners, and let me ask you guys a very simple question. I know what my answer would be to this, and maybe you might require a little thinking on it. I don't know, but Rob, let me ask you first. What is your favorite book? This could be fiction or nonfiction. What is your favorite book?
Yeah, when I read, Ron, it's nonfiction. And the book that I read recently, and I think we've talked about this maybe a week or two ago when I was on with you, is The Greatest Generation.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and so that's a book about, essentially a book about both my grandpas who were both in World War II. And it really gives a great picture of what that generation went through, all the things they did, from the Great Depression to the war to all the stuff they did that really shapes our nation. And if you haven't read it, I would get it. You can read it in parts. It's a big book. There's lots of pictures and some really cool stuff, but it's called The Greatest Generation.
The Greatest Generation, wonderful generation in so many ways. How about you, Steve? What's your favorite book of all time?
Well, I'm going to kind of go 360 here. So I have a 3.5-year-old at home who loves to be read stories, as most 3.5-year-olds do before bed at night. So currently, our favorite books are Sheriff Callie and Biscuit Goes Camping.
Okay.
So those are very relevant in the Decker household nowadays. As far as real, I guess, non-children's books go, I'm much more of a paper reader than I am a novel reader. I get a couple different papers each day, and I read through both of them at night. So.
Oh, heck, I thought maybe those two children's books you mentioned would be the ones that you read in your spare time when your child was not around.
Well, I tell you this, I know them by heart.
I remember those days. Yep. Hey, that's our Getting to Know You segment with Steve Decker and Rob Davis, Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Pretty woman, I feel good. The moments that make up a dull day.
This is the Financial Symphony. It's the show that helps you make sure you hit all the right notes. We want to help you make sure that everything is harmonious. There's no discord. Everyone's on the same beat. Retirement should be a relaxing time where you can do all the things you've always wanted to do and just not worry about things, stress-free. And Mark Lloyd is going to tell you about one of his greatest hits. He's got lots of hits. Mark, tell us about a time that you worked with a husband and wife who had a completely different view of how their money should be invested.
We always ask one question. We ask a couple questions, but the first two questions we ask, you know, what are our expectations? You know, how much are we expecting our portfolio to grow each year? You know, and that's going to let me know one thing, if they have expectations. Number two, if they've been tracking it, if it's a realistic number. And I had one gentleman who came in that said that, you know, I want a 7% gain per year. All right. So I kind of know where, you know, where his mind's at. And then when it came to how much risk are you willing to take, his answer was 20%. So, you know, he was willing to take a 20% hit in his portfolio to get his ultimate goal. Now, his wife, Mary, came in and she says, well, you know, my expectations are 5%. How much are you willing to lose in the market? Zero. So it was a 20% to a zero. So I knew who the conservative, you know, half of that team was. The worst thing that you could do as an advisor is to design a strategy that's not going to work with your clients long term. You know, it's just not going to work. I mean, they're going to have sleepless nights, you know, stress, you know, nauseous. The bigger the hole, the deeper the hole that you dig when the market takes a downturn, the longer it takes to dig out of that hole. So if we were, you know, if we were in a portfolio that dipped 20%, it could take a while to get out. And that's the reason why you have to manage your risk. But at the end of the day, it depends upon your situation. So what I did was I had to do some coaching. This is where I put my Dr. Phil hat on. And I had to sit there and say, okay, let's come up with a compromise here that makes sense so both of you are happy. But more importantly, we got to make sure whatever that compromise is financially can work for you. I could have the most conservative couple in here that says, I cannot afford to see my money go down at all, not one thin dime. But if they can't make it through retirement without growth, then that's another conversation we have to have. Well, you've got to be able to take a little bit of, you know, risk, a little bit of ups and downs in the market. But understand, we can put you on the small roller coaster. You don't have to be on the big roller coaster. Some folks think that when they hear bad news on TV, that the market crashed down 200 points today, that it's just doom and gloom for their portfolio. Not necessarily. It may not have that, nowhere near that kind of impact. Matter of fact, there are programs and products out here today that have safety built into them where you don't have to take any of the downside risk. It's just a matter of putting together the right models, the right buckets of money. And it's real simple to learn about how these different buckets of money work. All you got to do is just come in for a complimentary meeting, and we'll be more than happy to discuss it with you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Flowers grow faster when listening to music, according to the National Institute of Agricultural Biotechnology. In the same way, your portfolio grows faster when listening to the Financial Symphony. Probably.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here, along with Steve Decker, Rob Davis, Creative Financial Partners. The number to call, we always give it because it's so important for you to call it. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Write that down if you haven't already. 800-373-9715. You can also check out the business, Creative Financial Partners, by going to the website, cfpohio.com. And Rob and Steve, let's talk about signs of great financial health. I know that a lot of your regular clients exhibit this every day. So explain why each item that I'm going to name here is a sign of great financial health for retirees and those who are in the pre-retirement stage. First of all, your clients, I think I can say this with certainty, know what's in their portfolios.
Correct. Yeah. You should always at least have, we all get those fund prospectus books in the mail that are about the size of, I don't even know what, they're an inch thick. And we don't expect our clients to read through those and know front and back, but you should at least have a rough idea of what's in your portfolio and what you have, whether it's mutual funds, life insurance, annuities, real estate, whatever it is in there, at least have a rough idea of what we're doing. And if you don't understand that, that's on me too. Part of my job as an advisor is to make sure you know what you have and that you know what you're doing. And together as a team, that's kind of how we come up with your portfolio. So if you're uncertain of what's in your portfolio currently, then make sure that your current advisor is doing what they're supposed to do. You should at least have a rough understanding of what you got.
Also, you should understand the future tax implications of your savings. So many people don't really pay much attention to that and aren't really aware of how taxes are going to affect their future.
That's a big surprise to most people in the accumulation phase. So while you're saving and working and investing, it's not that as big of a deal because you're putting money away, you're paying taxes as you make it, and there's not a lot you can really do during those years for most people. However, on the distribution phase, when you start taking money out of your portfolio, it's a really big deal because when you take money out, a lot of times these accounts, you get taxed. And depending on what type of account it is and what the tax status is, the tax rates vary based on types of account. How much you take out has a big deal. And also, when you get into the ages of RMDs, which is 70 and a half or older, there's a big tax consequence for not taking money out to the tune of about a 50% penalty, which I think is the worst penalty the IRS can assess you. So the tax implications in the distribution phase of life is a big deal, and they're decisions that you have to make every year, and you can't go back and redo them. So that's one thing that we look for very closely is what's the best sequence of distributions and what accounts can we use to keep our tax bracket low and level into the future.
Another obvious sign of great financial health to me would be if you're married or if you're a couple, both the people in that relationship know enough about the retirement plan to be able to manage, to be able to carry on if something happens to the other person.
You would be surprised, or maybe not surprised, how often either husband or wife does most all of the planning, and they are technically not, I don't want to say in charge of the money, but they kind of make the calls. And it's not always the husband either. A lot of times it's wife. And part of my job as an advisor is I have to get everybody on the same page. I know that you've never taken care of money, Mrs. Smith, but we need to really work through this together, because if Mr. Smith isn't here one day, it's going to be you and I going through this. And we need to all understand what we have, why we have it, and what it's going to do for us. Because, we see it every day. It's the ugly side of our business, but unfortunately, we see it every day where someone passes away unexpectedly. And you have to be planned for that. I could tell you five different examples this year where a spouse passed away and the other one didn't have a real good idea of what was going on. And they come to me and they say, well, I have all of this stuff. What do we do? And I said, well, this is on you now. This is where we have to figure out the plan. But it's much, much easier is when you start working with your advisor, you start working on your retirement plan. If everyone is in there together and everyone's on the same page, even if you don't want to pay attention, at least humor me and let's walk through this a little bit.
We're talking to Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz. And you have an income plan mapped out. That's a good indication that you are financially healthy. And it's amazing how many people before they come to see you don't have that. They have no plan whatsoever.
Yeah, a lot of folks that are, I would say, doing it themselves, but also working with other folks that consider themselves financial advisors haven't really had this this conversation. Where's the income coming from down the road? You know, I've got all this money. I've saved all this stuff. What am I going to turn into a paycheck, and when am I going to do that? And so that's a really important part of, you know, what we do here. Our money map planning process is designed around a lot of things, primarily income planning. It's the cornerstone of most people's retirement. It's a very important part of your retirement, and it's something that we take very seriously and we give a lot of thought to here is income planning. You know, like I've said before, where's the money coming from and when is it going to come from there? And to have that lined up as soon as possible is probably the best time to do it.
You got
to
have those income streams set up. And the last item on the list here, I would actually reclassify this as having peace of mind. You don't worry about your financial future because you're secure in the knowledge that you've taken care of it all.
Yes, if we start working on this early on, and I understand that that isn't how it works for everyone, but if I had my ideal client, my ideal situation, we start looking at retirement 5 to 10 years out. And slowly through our meetings, every 6 months, every quarter, whatever it is, we're always doing a little something so that by the time that you get to retirement, everything's already done. And we've put all of these building blocks, we've built the framework, everything's ready to go. I always tell people that my number one job above everything else is to make you feel comfortable. And if we get through doing some things and you're laying on your pillow at night and you feel worried about it, you're not quite sure, then I haven't done my job. My job is to make you feel secure with your retirement, secure with your future, and to know that we put the work in so you don't have to worry about your financial future.
And just imagine how much stress you would have and how you would lie awake at night if you didn't have a plan and you were really worried from day to day about being able to meet your obligations, not even getting into the fact that you won't be able to do all the things that you've wanted to do your whole working life. You know, there are a lot of people out there right now who fit into that category, and you can take care of that. It's never too late to start. Call this number and get on the appointment calendar and come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. Let me ask you, Steve and Rob, what do you have to offer those folks who come in for that initial visit to Creative Financial Partners?
Yeah, you know, what we have to offer here is pretty simple. It's a face-to-face conversation. There's no pressure. There's no obligation. You call the 800 number. We'll call you back. We'll set an appointment up in the next couple of weeks. You know, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to talk to your family. We'd love to learn more about you. And then we can just move forward from there if it makes sense for everyone. You know, our money map planning process is very comprehensive. It goes into everything from income planning to estate planning. Life insurance is a part of it. Wills, trusts, I mean, you name it. If it's part of your financial world, we can help you with that here within these walls. We have an attorney. We have an accountant. We have life insurance specialists. We have investment folks. And, you know, we do a real good job of being very comprehensive with every client. And what you can expect from us is a no obligation visit. And then if you decide to work with us, you know, we're going to be honest. We're going to be transparent. We're going to let you know what you own, why you own it. And like Steve said, you know, we'll put the plan together. So when you go to sleep at night, you know, you're confident and you're secure in the decisions you made and what we're doing for you.
That is really what it's all about. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Of course, that's a toll-free call from wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. Go ahead and call now and get on the calendar, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. Ron Stutz here along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis at Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's
Request
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony today. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, on the request line today, a question from Terry. And Terry says, what is your opinion of disability insurance? I'm almost 60 years old, so I figured that if anything ever happened to prevent me from working, I'd just go ahead and call myself retired.
Hey, you know, it may be, Ron, that Terry is in a position to retire at 60 without any issues.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, it may be that at age 60, retirement could be running out of money and being impoverished.
Really?
It depends upon, Terry's specific situation. You know, we talk about this all the time. One of the biggest fears by far on the program each and every week is the fear, do I have enough money to last through retirement? That is the number one concern we get on the show each and every week. Why is that? Because we have to be so self-sufficient out here today. And then especially at retirement, we talk about all the time how it's important to preserve what you've built. You better make sure you don't lose 10, 15, 20, 30% of it. Now, the original question was about disability insurance. And what that does, for those of you who have never heard of that term, is that if you became sick or disabled on the job, a policy will come in and pay a monthly check to you to replace the salary that you lost. Now, I noticed there that Terry was almost 60. Most of those policies quit by age 65. They're assuming you're going to be retired anyway. So 60 to 65 is a five-year gap there. My feeling on it is that if there's not enough money to live comfortably, maybe Terry needs to keep disability insurance. But if there's a situation where there is a healthy nest egg, maybe Terry could afford to drop the insurance. But that, you don't know the answer to that unless you've had a full-blown review to take a look at your own financial situation. And that's one thing you get when you do come in for a complimentary review here. Not only do we look at finances, not only do we look at investments, we're holistic. We are looking at taxes. We're looking at, you know, insurance, healthcare issues. We're wanting to make sure you're completely covered. You've covered all your bases to make sure that when you do retire, that you have a stress-free, sleep-at-night retirement. And what does it take to do that? Well, it takes literally 1 hour of your time if you're willing to come in and just have a complimentary review performed, where we'll sit down and ask you some questions and chat and talk with you. No stress, no pressure. You know, it's about really getting to know you, and it's not overwhelming. You don't have to have a finance degree to sit down and have an hour conversation. And then after reviewing your portfolio, that's when we can literally sit down with you and point out what needs to be fixed. And sometimes it's just a few things need to be tweaked. Sometimes it's a major overhaul. But one thing is for certain, if you don't have that done, you'll never know. And secondly, what's for certain is that if you don't take the time to prepare for the future, you may find that the future's not going to look very good for you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. Steve Dicker and Rob Davis on today's show from Creative Financial Partners. My name is Ryan Stutz, and we have some great listener questions that come in all the time. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that there are some very inquisitive folks out there who ask some really great questions. We have a question from Tom in Perrysburg. Tom says, I'm being offered an early retirement package from my company that includes a severance package and a pension buyout. Is it wise to consider this? Who wants to take that one?
Yeah, Steve here, and I'll take that. This is hits pretty close to home. I had a client of mine, we'll call him Brett, came in just a few days ago. And Brett and his wife have some insurance with me and a few other smaller investments, but we've always known that Brett's pension was going to be a big part of their retirement. So he called me up. He said, hey, we're getting ready to retire, as you know. And he's like, I have all these options here with how I should take my pension. I was just going to choose X. Do you think that that's okay? And I said, well, no, so let's sit down, have a conversation here and go through what's what. And he was going to take the single amount, which in most pension cases is a lot higher than when you pass some down to your spouse. So as we started going through these options, we realized that if he died in 2 years, that his spouse was not going to have anything. So yes, I would. So to answer your question, Tom, I would say get with your advisor and really go over the numbers with them and see what makes sense. But I would not do this on your own. You know, this is what we do every day here. We go through these scenarios with clients and we can maybe point some things out that you wouldn't see on your own.
You know, and the employer's job in all of this, you know, even if you've had a great employer and you've had a great relationship with them, when they're putting together your retirement package or a buyout package or any of that stuff, they're probably primary goal is to get you retired and send you on your way and sever you from service. And so you really have to take your financial future into your own hands and find a professional that's someone that you can work with, that's someone that you can trust. And we do this all day, every day for a lot of folks, probably some of your friends or neighbors. And, you know, we are the ones that can hold your hand through this and we have your interests in our sights and we work for you. And so definitely consider this option and consider the offer, but do it with some professionals that can, that have done it a bunch and that know the ropes and that can help you make the right decision for you and your family.
Get in touch with the Creative Financial Partners today. We'll give you that contact information again in just a few minutes. Got another question from Emily in Point Place. Emily says, I'm 55 and I'm worried about the stability of Social Security. I just don't know if it will be around for the rest of my lifetime. What do you think?
The Social Security question is a really important question, and it's something that no one has a real good answer to. And even if you read your Social Security statements, if anyone reads those, first of all, they don't mail them much anymore. You have to go online to get them. And if you take the time to read your Social Security statement, there's a date in there. It even says, hey, on such and such a date, Social Security is essentially going to be broke. So it definitely scares a lot of folks, especially after they read that statement. So no one really knows, you know, what Social Security is going to look like in 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. But the big thing is, you know, including Social Security as a part of your overall retirement plan is necessary, but being able to, you know, navigate those changes that will inevitably come is an important thing. And you have to have professionals and professional management and professional planning on your side to navigate those changes that are going to come from Social Security and everywhere else. So I would just say, you know, there's no straight answer on whether Social Security is or is not going to be around on such a date in the future. But certainly, come on in, let's have a discussion about it, and let's plan around it.
And certainly things are going to change in the future. I think that's probably a given there. We've got one more question today from Alex in Toledo, but first I wanted to jump in with a phone number so folks can give you a call and go ahead and get on the calendar. Go ahead and do it right now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners in Northwestern Ohio. And whether you live in Perrysburg, Toledo, wherever you are, Point Place, as Emily lives there, wherever you are, go ahead and call that number and make an appointment and come in and have a conversation. No obligation, no cost, 800-373-9715. One more question, as I mentioned, from Alex in Toledo. And Alex says, I've worked with the same financial advisor for several years, but I'm afraid to move. I'm about to move 900 miles away. Is it best to find somebody else in my new town?
Alex, I'm going to answer this in two parts for you. The first part I'll say is loyalty is a huge thing in my book, and I don't know if it comes from my days playing sports when I was younger, the team aspect of it, but loyalty is a big thing. And I would think that if I had some of my clients, I don't care if they're moving to Mars, they would stick with me because they know how I treat them, what I do for them, and that no matter where they're at in this world, that I would find a way to help service them. The other side of that, okay, so if you have an advisor that you've been with for a while that maybe is slowing down or maybe getting older in age and maybe isn't doing all the things that he or she used to, then it's never a bad idea to look around and see what's available. But I would always rely on your friends and family for referrals and not rely on ads you see in the paper or commercials. You know, that's how we get the majority of our business, through friends and family referrals, and wouldn't always trust what you hear on TV or what you see in commercials.
Again, folks, if you'd like to call and make an appointment and come in and talk with your friends at Creative Financial Partners, you know, you can listen to the radio show, and it's entertaining and very informative, and they've got lots of great ideas, but can't really get specific with you. And there's no cookie-cutter solutions, no one-size-fits-all. They have to find out more about your individual situation, and we're all different. The number to call to make that happen with no obligation whatsoever, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, and before long, you'll be sitting in the office having a conversation, very casual conversation. You're not going to feel any pressure, but in order to make that happen, call 800-373-9715. That is your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. Hey, guys, it's been fun being on the show with you today.
Thank you, Ron.
Yep, thanks, Ron.
This is Ron Stutz along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis, Creative Financial Partners. You've been listening to the Financial Symphony.